questions, bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
It happened when I was 10. My parents said I could finally go on the Big Dipper at the fun park. It should have been the greatest day of my life. But it ended up being the worst. Because then my parents said my sister could also go on the Big Dipper. But she was only 8 years old. She had 2 less years of waiting than I. When I saw she was getting this special treatment, I was furious. I haven't spoken to her since.
Whoa, really? You haven't spoken to your sister since you guys were children?
No, not really. I'm just being dramatic for the attention.
Well, it worked. I'm listening.
But what I will say is that it did cause a big fight, and I do still get annoyed if it comes up, even now.
Hey, as a big sister myself, I relate. It is so annoying when you have to wait a long time for something and then your little sibling gets to do it when they're younger.
On the other hand, I get that it can be tough for the little siblings to watch us older kids get stuff that they're not allowed yet.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Is it fair if siblings get the same things at different ages?
We don't always like it when the people who come after us get to do things sooner than we got to. It can happen in all kinds of ways. It can happen between siblings, just like with Carl's roller coaster experience.
Not just any roller coaster. It was the Big Dipper, Eleanor.
Sorry, Big Dipper. It can also happen at school. Like, imagine there's a rule that year 5 kids have to do a huge time-consuming end-of-year project. But right when you finish year 5, the school decides, never mind, we don't need that rule anymore. So now the next batch of students won't have to do that project. It even happens for grown-ups. You could spend years doing a junior job, and right when you get promoted, they announce a huge pay rise for all the juniors. You might think, that's not fair. Why should they get something that I didn't get when I was in their position?
Exactly.
But we have to be a bit careful that that feeling isn't just jealousy. Sometimes the rules changed for a good reason. Maybe your parents realized they don't need to be so cautious, or the teachers realized that the project was just too stressful. Yes, it's of course annoying that they didn't realize that when it was our turn, but other people shouldn't be stuck with a bad rule just because we were. So maybe next time a sibling gets something that you didn't, and you feel cross about that, try to look really hard at that feeling and ask, do I really think this is unfair? Or am I just a bit jealous that they don't have to deal with the same annoying things that I did? And now, I have to bounce. Literally.
Wow, she's bouncing out of here like a bouncy ball.
Being a philosopher seems awesome.
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
Thank you so much, Lucy, for today's curly question.
And it's one that you can keep mulling over, maybe with a sibling if you have one.
Is it fair if siblings get the same things at different ages?